Hey Mark, how you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good. My name's Eric. I am the preacher at Manslick Road Church of Christ, and I have with me my friend and my brother Mark.
Hello.
We are at Manslick Road Church of Christ in Louisville, Kentucky. I want to let you know where we're at in case at any point of listening to these conversations you would like to reach out or connect. Manslick Road Church of Christ in Louisville. And what we're going to be doing is just having conversations about the goodness of God. A broad topic, but I don't think one that can be overemphasized. What we're going to do is just have some conversations as we go through God's goodness in creation, how God has created all things for us for our good, how He created us as humans to be His images. To be people who glorify God, who praise God, and then also to be humans who love each other and support each other and encourage each other. And I think wrapped up within those two ideas is the greatest command that Jesus gave us. Love God with everything you have, and then love your neighbor as yourself. And so after we go through kind of those conversations around creation, we're also going to have to talk a little bit about the fall. Not only the fall of Adam and Eve, but how all of us have fallen, how all of us have engaged in sin, how all of us have failed to always glorify God and always love each other. And when we do that, we lose a sense of ourself. We lose a sense of who we are created to be, who we are meant to be in this world. And we also, when we do that, we lose a sense of God's goodness. And we've all done that. Every person who's walked this earth other than Jesus has done that to some degree or another. We're also going to talk about Israel. A big chunk of the scripture is devoted to Israel and how they were looking for their way back, looking for the way back to right relationship with God, one where they would always glorify God, one where they would always love each other. And how along the way they felt lost, they felt abandoned, they turned to the wrong people, they looked for God in the wrong places. But God never totally gave up on his people. And not only that, he gave them his son. He gave them Jesus Christ as the guiding light back to him, the guiding light back into God's family. The guiding light back into a life that they could live here on earth that would glorify God as we become more like Jesus, and how we could love each other as we become more like Jesus. And how that's not only something that we're given here and now in this life, but how God wants us to do that forever and ever with each other, and most importantly, with Him.
This is a great topic, probably one of the best topics I think that we could discuss in a spiritual setting where we're just trying to share, and we're sharing God's goodness. When we learn about God's true nature, then we will naturally seek, I'm telling you, to embrace God. And if we embrace God, he will be right there with us. He'll show us his goodness and his faithfulness toward us. And then we can live in enlightenment and the light of his love and grace. And we can love each other. We can embrace one another. So this topic will allow us to drop so much darkness that has been in our lives, to let go of so much frustration, anger, foolish thinking, and vanity that we have embraced in our lives. And we will embrace him and his guidance and his wisdom, and it's so glorious. It's a process. It takes time. But we can start understanding very quickly And we will grow and grow from that closer and closer to our Maker and to the eternal life that He has planned for us.
I like how you're talking about God's goodness, not only as something that He does, but it's at His essence, that God is goodness, that God is able to create things and say it is good, that God is able to, you know, give us this tree that we can eat of, that we were not supposed to eat of, but that we do at times and kind of take into ourselves the ability to determine what is good and what is wrong. But God's will is good. The things that God does for us are for our good. In Galatians, we're told like a part of God's Spirit is goodness. And so when you look at the other parts of his Spirit, I think, you know, like faithfulness, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and then, you know, goodness and faithfulness. I mean, they all kind of, I think, extend in some way from his essence, his character, that He is a good and gracious God that loves and is merciful. And I think it's hard for us to always see that there is something beyond maybe the suffering. There is something beyond the tough circumstances. I mean, not only because we are promised that there is a coming resurrection, but because when we're going through the tough moments, you know, it's hard for us to trust that God is doing these things for our good. Because I think we all want a life of flourishing. We all want to live, we all want to see ourselves as living the good life, full of joy and contentment and peace. But it's hard because we go through moments that don't seem like this is good for me. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's people out there who have had unexpected diagnosis, who've lost loved ones. And it just, you know, caused the world that you thought was coming to you to be shattered. I'm sure there's people who, you know, are working alongside coworkers and they seem to be doing well. They seem to be catching the eye and receiving the praise of management and leadership. And, you know, we kind of have this worry that maybe we're going to get stuck and skipped over. You know, some of us have children that we thought they would hit a certain age and we wouldn't have to be so concerned with their future and their decisions. But, you know, the years just keep going and our worry in some cases just increases. The concern seems to continue to grow. I mean, what about like marriages, you know, being frustrated in a marriage, unsure of not only how to make your marriage work, but how to make your marriage flourish with the person that you've given yourself to. Or maybe you've lost a person that your life once flourished with, and you don't know how you can get back to that place. There's just so many periods of life where we go through suffering and darkness, and it's hard for us to see how this could be good for us. This could be for our good.
Yeah. So many times in my past, I was like a boat without a rudder. I was searching. I was looking for the way that I should go, looking for answers. I didn't find truly the great answers for life until I allowed God to open my heart, to humble myself, to listen to His word and His guidance. And when I was able to humble myself, hand myself over to His reasoning, His wisdom, His goodness, then I found the key through Jesus Christ to living and loving and relating to Him and to all others on earth. It's the means by which we are saved. It's the means by which we are redeemed and recreated, just like the creation that He started with. He recreates our lives, our spirits, and our hope, our well-being. And His abundance is so great. It is more than just an earthly gaining of money. It is, which is, there's a lot of shallowness in the world, in worldliness and in godlessness. But God's way is truly abundant with not only the things that we need to survive and to flourish, but also the abundance of wisdom and love, of goodness, of truth. And it is, it's just something that I've been so blessed and amazed by. Our God is so astounding, unbelievably astounding. And we have free will. He's given us the will to choose. That's part of His wisdom. And He is really seeking people who are willing to choose Him. And I'm glad to share that.
Yeah. And what I hear you saying, you know, in so many different ways, is how it requires trust. That, you know, we have to trust that God is working everything out toward our good for those who love Him. That He sees the whole life of our movie played out while we're stuck in one scene and unable to see what's coming, you know, in the future scenes. And so we get stuck questioning, like, is this really good? Like, is this moment really good for me? What could this be taking me toward? But I think what God really wants us to do in those moments is trust first that while God doesn't make our suffering or difficult circumstances just disappear, that He wants us to rely on Him. He wants us to lean in further. He wants us to depend on Him more, to see increasingly, to see an increasing number and avenues of His goodness in our life.
In Proverbs, I remember in chapter 2, verse 5, it says, gives us, there's so much advice in Scripture, and it says to trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, because it's not within us to really guide ourselves wisely in this life. We do not have the capability of knowing the future or the big purpose, and God has all that and will share that with us.
Yeah. I like that you bring that up, because we're going to have to talk about, you know, Eve. Like, we're told, love your neighbor as yourself. And when Eve thinks that she, not to be too hard on Eve, but when Eve thinks that she can do this, what she does is to her own detriment and to the detriment of her neighbor. But what they have to do to get it right is look to God's will. What's God's will for me? It's not for me just to do what I think in this moment is good for myself, but it's to trust that what God is telling me is what's really good for myself.
Yeah, it's a leap of faith, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we don't know the future. We are limited, but that trust is a leap of faith, like we said. It allows us to humble ourselves and just give ourselves over to God's power and His influence in our lives, and we find that He has the answers and He has the right guidance for us.
Yeah, trust that God sees the whole picture. Because if we can't imagine the place that our Father is trying to take us, you know, as we work through those moments with Him, as we stick it out, you know, with Him, as we try to work through it with Him. I mean, that's the biggest key is just staying with God, working through it with God, because He's going to suffer with you. He'll process it with you. Even if He sees the worst in you, He's not going to abandon or forsake you if you stay with Him. Anything else before I move on to the next conversation?
This will become a source of great wisdom for us, through suffering, through pain, through good times and bad,
mm-hmm.
that we will be led in His ways, and that our path will be sure.
Yeah, so our next conversation, Mark, I think we're just going to kind of talk through the creation story, how God created us in His image with a specific purpose, with a role. He gave us something that He designed us to do. And I think just to kind of give an idea of where we're going, that it's we're created to be expressions of God's goodness, to reflect His goodness through praise into this world, and to gather up as much praise and worship as we can here on this world and reflect it back toward Him.
I'm looking forward to that, Eric.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, guys.